Hey, this is Adam Brown, and today I'm trying something new, which is sort of the topic of this whole episode, which is I do my podcast on Anchor. Anchor is now Spotify. When I log into Anchor, it takes me over to now Riverside, and Riverside is the place that I'm actually making this podcast, which now gives me the option to seamlessly add in video and audio at once, which just helps me with my output. Most of this is done by audio, and I've been doing 2 to 3 episodes a week for years. I don't even know when it started. And it's a value add that we give to our clients. They definitely use it, consume it, enjoy it. We use it for training for our internal employees. We put it in our newsletter. I send it to some prospects. It goes into all of our COB emails. Every Friday at 5:30, every single client gets an email from us, and it almost always includes a podcast with a perspective from me. So it's just great content, and Anchor was a game changer. It was very easy to use. I recorded it. I almost always do one shot. I don't really do a lot of editing, but there is editing options in there that I was able to sort of mess around and fix as needed. And I didn't even know that there was this change. All of a sudden, it was on Spotify, and then all of a sudden, Anchor rerouted me over to Riverside. So I wanted to take a chance with it. I wanted to start with it, and I figured it would be sort of meta, I guess is the term, to sort of experiment with it and do it live and have that be the episode. And so the point is that you need to pay attention to all the different platforms that are out there, especially around content creation, because some of the things can really help streamline your efforts, make things more efficient. And for somebody like me who's short on time but still wants to put out content, that is amazing. It also helps you understand how consumers consume, how podcasters podcast. And it just gives you another way to communicate your messages, whatever it might be. It could be personally, it could be professionally. And even internally, or even with professional content creation, it can be internally for my team. It can be externally for the public. It can be specific for clients. Potentially, this could even be used as a breakdown that I do before speaking with a prospect or after speaking with a prospect. Or if a brand wants me to analyze something, I could do it in here, give them video, give them audio, give them my perspective, which is maybe better than writing it. Writing takes a lot of time for me. It also takes a lot of time for people. Like, people will often read, watch a video, or they will listen to something on audio, especially on the move, before they will read something. And so understanding the tools and how to communicate with the audience in how they communicate and how they consume in the now is mission critical. So I'm here for it. And the message is, you gotta always be experimenting. You always have to be testing what's out there. You have to not be using old playbooks, not getting recommendations from people on how to do things that were done a long time ago, and understand that change is good, change is inevitable, and if you embrace change, you can leverage it, be an early mover, and reap the benefits. That's been my thesis around everything with social, around creating Circle Media. It's a sort of professional, foundational element that I like to live by, and I encourage anyone that consumes this that you should be doing the same thing. Embrace podcasting, audio, content creation, CapCut, Canva, AI, all the tools. Instead of throwing your hands up in the air and saying it's all crazy and weird, or worse, like, I don't need to know it, I don't want to know it, I think you're going to set yourself up for failure. You should embrace the change. You should tackle the change. And I think you'll be better off for it. That's it for today. I'll see you out in the field.